course of discussing movies, the host will spoil plots. You've been warned. Listen to their screams.
Greetings, ghouls and creeps, and welcome to Listen to Their Screams, a horror podcast that feels like you're chatting with friends. I'm one of your friends, Dave. We're joined, as always, by our other friend, Ike. Ike, how are you?
Hey, not doing too shabby, you know, just rocking and rolling, living the American dream. Found a new AI the other day. They're sending me a robot to test out.
Yeah, you got to be careful with that AI shit. And that ain't no lie. That ain't no lie. That's not even... We already talked about that a couple episodes. We're not going to do that again, but... The movie we are reviewing today, excuse me, is the movie Soulmate. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. Before we get there, we have lots of other things to talk about, starting with Ike. Did you watch anything else this week?
Let's see. Yeah, I watched a few things. I say I watched a, let's see. Well, I've been doing a rewatch of The Office, which is not horror. I also did a rewatch of some of the Marvel movies, because hopefully I want to go see Spider-Man here soon.
Yes, me too.
But I've been rewatching those, but it got me on a little bit of a kick. So I watched Multiverse of Madness, which is about as horror adjacent as Marvel has gotten thus far.
So far, yeah.
But otherwise, not a whole lot else other than what we watched today.
Marvel did do the Werewolf at Night or whatever, though.
They did, and that was pretty good. That was pretty good, too.
There is some rumblings there's going to be a part two of that.
I heard that, too.
So I wouldn't say no. But, you know, speaking of comic book horror, we got Clayface this fall, which I'm looking forward to. So we'll see how that is. So I feel like they've not really dove into the comic book horror as much as other things. I don't know. I don't know why. But I guess they're trying to change that. So let's see. I didn't watch anything else. Well, I did, but nothing horror related. I'm still watching Star Trek Voyager. I'm about midway through that series. And then I'm also, we've been rewatching Criminal Minds. I haven't watched that in a while. Any major check. I feel like you can't go very long without seeing some Criminal Minds. It's just, even if you don't watch network TV, somehow it just always seems to creep out there. It's just everywhere.
It really is.
So, but that's it. Nothing else horror related. So, okay, then let's take a break. And when we come back, we'll have the news and the birthdays and such, so stick around.
Make sure you subscribe to Listen to Their Screams on your favorite podcast platform. Also, make sure you look us up on social media. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Letterboxd, TikTok, and Slasher. All you have to do is look up Listen to Screams, that is Listen, the number 2 in Screams, and you can find us there. Also, make sure you go and buy yourself a Listen to Their Screams t-shirt. You can find all of our shirts at tinyurl.com/screamsshirts.
Spread the news. And welcome back with the news. All right, starting us off at the top here under the news. The Creep Tapes Season 3 will premiere September 15th on Shudder. I also saw a little thing from, the kid from Terrifier 2 and 3. I always forget his name.
What the fuck? Why can I not think of his name? Is it Justin? Is Justin something?
No.
Elliot. Yeah, Fulham. Elliot Fulham.
Yeah. He's gonna be in Creep Tape Season 3.
Oh, that'll be good.
But no, I saw him talking about that. But I was like, obviously, you know, I'm excited for Creep Tape Season 3. Obviously, anything Creep Tapes is great. It's just so wonderfully done. And the guy who did Creep and Creep Tapes, Mark Duplass, he's just a super experienced actor, and he was even in Backrooms as well.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah, I cannot wait for this. We've loved all the creep stuff. And I'm sure we'll do like we did last time, probably, I think we've done every time that we'll probably review at the opening each episode as they drop or something, because it's so good. We just have to. So if you've not seen the movies or the series. I should have blanked there. You need to go check it. I was thinking the movie. There's been two movies, right? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. That's what caught me up. I said that and I'm like, has there been two? Yes, I remember now there has. But if you've not seen the movies or the first two seasons of the series, go and check them out. Very, very well worth it.
Absolutely. 100%. Both movies are extremely worth it, and both seasons of the show are worth it too.
Yes, very good. It works perfect for a series format.
Absolutely. But all right. Good stuff. Moving on to VHS Mixtape is coming to Shudder on October the 9th.
Yeah.
Kind of seems like they're taking it into the direction of maybe some music related horror of some way, shape, or form.
Maybe.
I know that Gwar is going to be in it, and Jim
That's
Henson's workshop is going to be in it too.
be fun. It'll be good. Right around Halloween time. Yeah, bring it on. We talked about VHS, how much we love VHS. We've talked about the one, whatever it was, the secure, whatever it was. I don't know. I don't remember what.
SCP.
Yeah, there you go. That one. That we had that coming up, and then they slipped this one out there too. Just man, just keep bringing them on. I don't care if we get one a month. Let's just keep bringing them on.
I think VHS could be one of those show or that one of those movies that makes the leap to short form TV format. I
Yeah,
mean,
why not?
it essentially is a short form, concept. You just turn it into a television series where you get like 12 directors to make a short, and then
Sure.
throw those bitches on TV.
I don't care what they do. I'm
So.
down. I'm down. So, yeah, bring it on. This will be fun. Yeah, you throw me a little guar in there. That'll be fun.
That'll be fun. But
And the
yeah.
Jim Henson. I love Jim Henson. I love the Muppets and all that, and Sesame Street and everything. So.
Oh, of course.
Let's have a little puppet horror. That's good stuff.
Love it. But all right. Move on now to Evil Dead Burn is now available video on demand. It will be available on physical media September 22nd. Obviously, we had a whole review about this. We won't dredge it up too much. We liked it, but we thought it could have been better. Did not necessarily live up to Evil Dead Rise, and maybe we'll look back on it differently once we get the third movie later on.
Maybe. I'm hopeful. Who knows? I don't know. It's just funny to me that that made a release, and it's like, I'm not that excited to see it again, but I will rewatch it at some point, but usually, like with Rise, I couldn't wait to watch it again, but I don't know. This one is just like, okay. But
Right.
it's there, so.
Nope, that's true. But all right, good stuff. That'll eventually come around to actually being on streaming. Usually it takes a couple weeks for them to get some more money off of the
That's
video on
right.
demand stuff.
But yeah, I'm sure they're trying. I think they're trying to make a little money back on this one. I don't think it did as well as they wanted, but
Yeah, I don't think it did quite as well as Rise, but I don't know. I like we said, the third movie's already in the chamber, so it's not like they can back out now on that one.
they
So.
better not soulmate us.
Yeah, they're better off soulmate us. But all right, that's it for our news. We're going to talk about some birthdays. August 6th, 2000, 1970. Good Lord, M. Night Shyamalan.
What a
Obviously,
tease.
I don't have to tell you how many movies he's done. I mean, come on, this guy's done everything. Love M. Night. Love M. Night Shyamalan.
I started, like, when I was typing the notes, I started to type a few movies. I was like, what? I'm not, I, how? I'm like, what do I put? How do I narrow it down? Because you can't put everything. I'm like, everybody knows who M. Night is. We don't need movies.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. Everybody knows him. So, happy birthday, Mr. Shyamalan. Hope you're doing good.
That's right. Come talk to us.
That's all right. Hey, yeah, come talk to us. But jumping back here, we have August 7th of 1942. Tobin Bell, known for his role as Jigsaw in, well, Saw. He was in a lot of them. He came back for this most recent one, which was Saw X, which was a lot of fun. And I'd love to see future installments, if they ever get greenlit again, where maybe we get to see a little bit more John Kramer or any of his compatriots. No, I love Tobin Bell. I always say it when we talk about Saul, the and spoiler alert for people who haven't seen an almost, if not 20-year-old movie, the first Saw movie, where he's laying on the ground the entire time, everybody thinks he's dead, and then at the very end, he gets up, shakes it off, game over, shuts the
Hello.
door.
Yep, blows your mind.
It does. It really
Yeah.
does.
Yeah,
But
they need to try to get something done before, I mean, he's not a young pup.
No.
So let's don't get left with some, coulda, shoulda, woulda, and let's get something going here.
Absolutely. Like you said, he's not quite the young pup anymore, but that's okay. But moving on from Mr. Bell, we have August 7th of 1960. We have David Duchovny, known for his role as Mulder in The X-Files, which is was actually weird. I saw an advertisement earlier today for the re-releasing the what is it X-Men I Want to Believe movie from like the 2000s or something. It's like a director's cut.
That's the first movie, right? I think.
Ooh, yeah, I think so.
That's a good one. That's
But
the one they put out, I think, when the series was still running.
yeah, I think so. But I just remember it was
I saw that too. There's like they I think they put out a tr did they put out a teaser or a trailer or
yeah, it was like
something?
a whole trailer. I'm trying to find it now.
Yeah, I didn't watch it, but I saw that little thing about it. But I love X-Files, and I'm down to watch a director's cut of that. And it's I think X-Files is enough horror. There's enough scary shit in there that it'd put a run in your shorts if you're, especially if you're watching it at that time. Oh, come on. But I love you some David Duchovny.
It's actually funny because, oh man, what I'm trying to remember that it had a weird name. X-Files, I Want to Believe, Director's Cut. It was called, oh
Yeah, I
shoot.
saw that too. It's like I first looked at it, I was like, what is this? Is it like a documentary type thing or something? But
Yeah, it's The X-Files, I Want to Believe, Vrak Frankenstein.
yeah.
I don't know what the hell that's supposed to mean, but yeah, it's basically just a an extension of the original. It's got a bunch of stuff that was cut, put back into it and whatnot. But yeah, I saw that and I was like, who the hell came up with that name? That's so weird, but
I don't know.
maybe it has some importance of some kind. I don't know.
Maybe. It's been a long time since I've seen that movie. So if it's a reference to the movie at some point, I don't remember that, but
That's what I was gonna ask, but it's been a long time since I've seen that movie. Yeah. It's gonna be on Hulu. It's gonna be straight to streaming too. It's not gonna have a theatrical release, I don't think.
I would have liked to see it on the big screen. But that's okay. But yeah, I can't wait to see it. But
All
then
right.
speaking of X-Files.
I was gonna say, speaking of X-Files, speaking of all this craziness, we have on August 9th, 1968, Gillian Anderson, of course known as Scully in the X-Files. Very timely. I feel like that's a fun little tidbit, especially if they're on set in August around the same time. They get to share a birthday, kind
Yeah,
of.
today's part that had to be, that'd be fun. Like, just like I bet August 8th was just must have been a big party day right between the two.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Just everybody take a break and just have a party. Have a party.
I
Party
bet.
hardy.
Yeah, I love Gillian Anderson.
Right.
Definitely a TV crush.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, so she
Still,
was great.
she just, bring it on.
But all right, so we got the duo down. So now we have August 11th, 1947, Stuart Gordon, the writer and director of Reanimator From Beyond and many others. Obviously, Reanimator is a favorite of the if you listen to their Screams crew. It's something I watched not too long ago, at of course Dave's re recommendation, and it was great.
Yeah, I think he's probably most known. I think he directed, I could be wrong, but I think he directed Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Oh, okay.
Either directed or had a writing hand in it or something, but that's probably, I mean, obviously his biggest known, thing, but not fully applicable to our discussion. But he had a lot, he's got a lot of major credits to his name that, are not really horror type stuff. But yeah, you don't, I mean, but to me though, you don't get much better than Reanimator. One of my favorites. So
True.
you're gonna get a shout out for that one. And I don't think, I'm not sure, is he still, I'm not sure if he's still alive or not. I don't know to be certain, but I want to say yes, but I'm not sure.
No, unfortunately, he actually passed away at the
Yeah.
age of 72 in 2020.
There you go. Well, raising a glass to you, Stuart.
Amen. But all right, pretty much does it for our birthdays. We got some movie anniversary sneaking up on us here. We have August 8th, 2025. We have Weapons. Weapons was great. I mean, what can I say? I love Weapons. It's one of my favorite movies of 2025. And really just an outstanding job. And Zach Cregger, who was in that, of course, is turning around to direct the Resident Evil movie coming out here in a couple months. Even one of the actors from his film Weapons, Austin Abrams, is coming back in a role in Resident Evil as well. So,
Yeah, pretty crazy. I feel like it's been a year. I don't know. It's just,
it doesn't.
but there it is. It's one of those movies I need to rewatch. I don't know if I've rewatched it since seeing it originally, but it's a great movie.
Yeah, so it's been a hot minute since I've watched it, so I'll definitely have to seek it out to see what's going on, because
I
I
always
love
say
all of
stuff like that,
those.
right? I need to, but it's like I guess at some point then if I'm gonna do that, I'm gonna have to pause a little on the Star Trek rewatch. But
Was
it's
gonna
hard.
say,
That's hard to do when you get binge on a series. It's hard to, because it's like you just want to see, one leads to the next, and it's hard to work stuff into there. So,
it definitely is. When you get stuck on a rewatch, you're just like, man, I just want to keep
that's right.
going.
Someday I'll rewatch Weapons, but maybe not in the immediate future.
Right. Not in the immediate future,
No
but
promises.
eventually.
Everybody will
Yeah.
freak out if one time at the what did you watch this week? I pull out, I'm like, guess what? I watched something.
I watched something other than Star
That's right.
Trek.
It's coming, guys. Just you have to tune in every week to see what happens. It'll be a fun little game. And maybe we'll give some form of a prize or a shout out to somebody if they can guess what I watch horror related, non-review horror related, that to break my streak, my dry spell.
Right, absolutely.
It's probably
That's
gonna it'd probably be one of the comfort movie favorites of mine, but
probably one of those movies, especially since we're getting close to Halloween.
that's right.
Probably
Fall's coming, it's all gonna change.
absolutely,
Because I have
gonna
series I gotta
change.
watch and everything else. So it's yeah, whether wherever no matter where I stand in Star Trek, it's there might be a pause in that come, because we're about there.
Very soon, very soon. I was actually talking to Kayla about that, and she was talking about how she's excited for like all the fall flavors to come, because we have
Me
a
too.
the coffee chain down here, Scooters,
The
and
best. So good.
it's really good. Honestly,
I had
it's
some Scooters today.
there you go. But they have like a obviously they have a the pumpkin spice stuff, but they have
That's right.
a pumpkin spice chai latte,
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
and
It's
then the caramel wishes, which is the coffee.
that's very good. Yes. But I've been stuck here lately on the, I know this, but on the refreshers. Like they have Red Bull infused refreshers. It looks so good.
Oh, okay.
But back on the Halloween stuff, we actually bought our first new Halloween things of the year for that today, because Dollar General store of all places has a dish towels that are Bloomy Halloween. Okay,
Interesting. Okay.
yeah. So yeah, we actually bought two of them today. We're looking for two more, but I heard those were. I know it's a weird thing, but anybody out there? I mean, yeah, the guy that loves horror and punk rock and everything else also loves Bluey. So that's how I roll, and I'm not ashamed. But yeah, they're very cute. Love them. And then of course I know this is completely sidetracking, but of course in the course of buying these, as I went in, they also had these little mini jack-o'-lanterns that were so cool. So I bought three of those.
There
So
you go.
I'm off and rolling.
Hey, that's it's that time of year. It's that like we're kind of like at that precipice. It's August, so we're like almost there. It's
That's
almost
right. I
done.
spotted the first Spirit Halloween location in town. That's not
Oh
open yet, but it's all, sign up, ready to roll. Oh, what was I going to say? Or something else I was gonna say. I can't remember. But I mean, it's like we're right there. We're on the precipice, and I'm just dying. And we've already talked about going to like Hobby Lobby because I love going to Hobby Lobby and look at their fall stuff. And where we've talked about going, I'm so ready. It's like the
absolutely.
rest of the world wants to wait until deep into August or September. You're like, 4th of July is over. I'm like, bring it on. Let's go. Give me pumpkins and ghosts. I'm, of course, but we know our motto. What's our motto here on the show? Do you remember?
It's Spooktober is a year-round event.
There you go. Around here, that's right. But that's the way it goes.
Amen.
All
But
right.
all
Nothing
right.
to do with weapons whatsoever, but that's. I think that's what the people turn out for, the chatter.
The random chat. Plus, it's Halloween related. It's fall related.
That's
It's on the
right.
same subject.
It's gonna get worse, guys. It's gonna get worse.
I'm sure.
So I guess then let's bring it back around. If you haven't yet, watch Weapons.
True. Yes. Watch Weapons. It's on
Or watch
HBO.
or watch it again.
Amen. But all right, jumping now to August 11th, 1989, we have an oldie but a goldie. It is A Nightmare on Elm Street 5, The Dream Child. Super campy, super hokey, but it is still a
Been
fun
fun.
time. Still fun.
Now we haven't talked about it a whole lot in the news, but have you heard all this about the nightmare? You know, apparently Nightmare's coming, right? It's we're going to get a new movie.
Yeah, there's a lot of people talking about, who's going to be the new Freddy Krueger, are
Yeah.
they
And apparently
new.
though, they're talking like right now, there's two studios that are really in the running and that really want this. And apparently their own, their each of them are kind of writing and developing their own nightmare to pitch for this. So
Really? Okay.
in essence, right now, we actually, I guess, technically have two Nightmare on Elm Street movies in pre-production. Now, only one of them will probably get, I'm sure will get picked up, right? I mean, and done, but I think
Right.
there's like two studios or two companies that really want this. I know Mike Levy, who's part of whatever it's called, the production company that's kind of behind Terrifier and Scream, and I don't remember their name. But we talked to his brother Jason, remember?
Oh,
Apparently, Mike Levy has just flooded social media with videos because he wants to play Freddy Krueger.
yeah.
And
I've seen
yeah,
that.
I love the spirit, man. And bring it on. That's, we need someone with the passion. But I don't know. I don't have an opinion yet on who. I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to wait until they cast. I whoever they pick, I hope before they say or they sign a deal or they put it out there public, all I hope is they find someone and they think this is who we want. They turn to Robert Englund and say, "What do you think?" And just get his opinion, right? What does he think? We need his blessing to pass it on.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's again, we say. I mean, I know we're talking about Nightmare, but it's wild how these franchises are finally we're seeing some action, and it'll be exciting to see a Nightmare in theaters again. So, and I wonder how they'll do it, right? Or is this going to be a complete reboot? Is this going to be a continuation off of the reboot? I'm guessing it's been so long, they're just going to, I mean, they're going to reboot, right? But are they going to try to tell that original story again? I mean, I don't know. It's weird. What are they going to do with it? Who knows? But I'm sure we'll be talking a lot about it over the next year or two.
Absolutely. I was gonna say, just like we had did with Friday the 13th while the Crystal Lake was in developmental hell,
Yep.
we'll talk about this for a long time until something gets made.
It'll be fun. It's something other than Scream, right? I mean,
True. True.
although again, there's Scream. Have you seen the Scream? Weird. All this reports, everybody going nuts because Neve Campbell unfollowed.
Yeah, she's unfollowing people.
What?
Yeah.
I'm like, all I can think when I see stuff like, who has the time to sit around and notice this stuff? I'm like, do they have alerts set? How does this work? I don't know what other people are following and unfollow. I don't pay that much attention. I don't care, but I don't know. I don't have that kind of time. But
Same.
again, it can mean nothing, and it could just be, they could be screwing with you. It could, who, dude, get off it, people.
Love
Sorry.
it. Very good.
A little, had to, wedge some Scream news in there or talking there.
Had to, but we'll see. We'll see what happens with Nightmare.
Happy
Hopefully, we
birthday to
get
the
some
Dream
more.
Child.
That's right. And then, lastly, August 12th, 1983, we have Cujo, a Stephen King classic.
Great movie.
I'm actually looking at a copy of Cujo on my bookshelf right now.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. This the original is so good. So good. Love
I've
it. D.
heard that
Wallace in
they
it.
might be remaking Cujo too.
Again? Because haven't they already remade? I mean,
I'm pretty sure there's at least two versions of it.
yeah, I'm pretty sure. I don't know. I think what's out there is pretty good, but I mean, what can you say though? There's plenty of new Stephen King getting developed all the time, so whatever. I mean, I say whatever, but if they remade it, I'd watch it. So whatever. Do it. What do you think Cujo will be this time? Probably a pit bull.
I was gonna say probably
One
Pitbull,
of the
Chihuahua.
let's yeah, let's say let's break the stereotypes, man. Let's make it be like a, I don't know, a little terrier or something. Chihuahuas are a
Love
little, they can be vicious. They're little ankle biters.
it. They are. They
All right.
are. No. I love a
All
good
right.
Chihuahua.
That's right.
I'm sure the Chihuahua, you know. Listen, Kayla had a Chihuahua mix, which his name was Bucky. He was a
Yeah.
miniature Pinscher Chihuahua mix, and he was a very sweet dog. But in my experience prior to him, I had met a handful of Chihuahuas that were not were basically evil. So
Well, I mean, I have a Chihuahua mix.
you too.
Yeah,
It's a
yeah.
Jack Chi.
Yeah, and she's nippy, and
She is evil.
she's very yippy. She lives up to the Chihuahua side of her.
Listen,
So.
I've met her like a billion times. I come over to your house all the time. No matter what, no matter how I enter that home, when she hears me pull up, she starts barking. And then I come inside, she's barking. And then I have to pet her. And then she still barks. But usually she calms down after you pet her
Yeah,
and greeted her.
she does that to everybody. She thinks she's a badass, but
She thinks.
yeah, she thinks. So she is no Cujo.
No, she wishes. But all right. Happy anniversary to Cujo, and we're going to talk about our one upcoming release here. We have Eli Roth's Ice Cream Man coming to theaters on August 7th, and it is described as an idyllic summer town descends into madness when an ice cream man serves kids sweet delights with horrifying results. And we will be reviewing this movie next episode. As always, this is a remake, the original Ice Cream
Actually,
Man.
it's not. I have read that
Really?
it is not a remake, which I don't understand because the description reads just like it should be a remake. I don't understand. I read a thing the other day that said it no way is a remake or ties into the original Ice Cream Man. Makes no sense.
Okay. So
Because
it's the
it's
same property, but it's just not related at all.
I guess I don't know. I guess I read this description. I think that hey, that could have fit the original. So I don't know. I have also heard some weird things about this that it's already got me worried because I've heard there's some use of AI in it.
Oh, God.
And that already makes my stomach churn. So we'll see. We'll see. It is what it is. We're gonna watch it and review it. So help me God, if I see a lot of hokey AI shit though, you're losing screams.
Absolutely.
I know Eli Roth sits around worrying about that, but I don't know. My gut says just off on a whim, I think this movie's gonna tank. I have a bad feeling.
Yeah, I have a bad feeling this is not going to be very good. I just listen, here's the thing. I'm going to say it once. I understand the AI is here, and unfortunately, it's impossible to get rid of AI. That's why we need responsible use of AI. We need common
Yes.
sense laws to regulate AI, and we need to stop building these goddamn data centers. Anyways,
Yes.
there's no place for AI in creativity, okay?
No.
There's no creativity using AI. It is soulless, and you can tell. And so, if this movie has a shit ton of that, because here's the thing, if you use it to, I don't know, do X, Y, or Z in the clerical process, right? I've heard people using AI to, proofread scripts
Yeah,
or papers.
sure.
That's whatever.
If you're
But
spell checking or something, that's good. Or checking your grammar, that's fine.
if you're generating background images, you're generating this
No.
or generating voice lines using AI, then we have a problem.
Yep.
So we'll see. We'll see. I hope Eli Roth isn't like that, especially from a guy who in the past has so strongly, been pro like practical effects, going back to
Know.
like his days in Hostel and The Green Inferno,
It
Thanksgiving.
seems odd,
It seems
but
extremely odd.
I from what I've heard, and again, I don't read a lot because I don't want to know a lot before I watch
Yeah.
it. Then I think it's major. Supposedly, there's one sequence that it's primarily in. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see if we notice, and we'll see if we pick up on it. And if I don't, afterwards, I'm gonna study a little bit, and I'm gonna read of what it supposedly is, and we'll find out. But I don't know. I have. I'm trying to keep an open mind. I'm trying to keep calm about it, but. Oof. I'm worried. And again, I don't know. I don't think this movie's going to perform real well. And I don't know why. My gut says that. I feel like it's one of those movies it's not gotten a lot of despite everything else, it's not gotten a lot of marketing. And
I was gonna say it's not had a lot of marketing. I feel like I've only seen a handful of videos or articles about it, and it's just I don't know. I feel like the same thing happened with there was another movie recently that had like almost no marketing, I feel like, and it was a decent movie, but I can't remember which one it was. It was something we reviewed like a month or two ago.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see. I don't know. I'm gonna try to be open-minded about it. I'm gonna see it. And not put anything that again, I try not to read anything ahead of time, but sometimes you can't avoid some headlines. And I'm gonna try to put that out of my mind and give it a a fair watch. And but we'll see. Hopefully, a lot of the stuff that I or some of the stuff that I've seen is not true, or else it's gonna sour me on it. So, but we'll see. But we'll see. And I'm already kind of pissed that it has no ties to the original. Whatever
Same.
else, I hate that. But I guess I can scrap the hope that there's going to be a Clint Howard cameo in it. So,
I was about to say that. I was gonna say it seems kind of somewhat of a bastardization to not include him in any way, shape, or form.
that's right. It was such a good movie.
Really is.
Such a fun movie. So,
So.
all right, though. That's win, lose, or draw. That's what we're reviewing next episode.
That's right. I like that win, lose, or draw. But all right, let's keep on rocking and rolling. That is it for our news, birthdays, anniversaries, and releases. We will take a quick break, but when we come back, we will have our official review of Soulmates. So stick around.
This is Wrestling Nostalgia, the podcast that dives into wrestling history. Hey, wrestling fans, I'm Dave Dynasty. And if you enjoy podcasts that are knowledgeable and history-driven, then Wrestling Nostalgia is for you. With great guests and fun interviews, there are over 200 episodes in our archives. We chat with several first-time guests and often cover topics not discussed on other podcasts. Look up Wrestling Nostalgia on your favorite podcast platform and visit all of our links at linktree.com/WrasslePod. That is linktr.ee/RASSLEPOD. And remember, wherever you go, whatever you do, be good, be safe, and keep on growing.
All right, we're back here on Listen to the Screams. It is review time, and we are reviewing Soulmate, written by Raphael Jordan.
So,
I feel like it's like Soul Train. I'd say Soulmate.
I was picking up those vibes. I like
That's right. I'm gonna have to give the close of the old peace, love, and soul. And written by
it.
Raphael and Jordan, Kate Dolan, James Wan, and Ingrid Misu. I think James Wan and Ingrid are based on their contributions to Megan is why they've got credits. They created the universe.
Yeah,
So the
for
movie
sure.
was directed by Kate Dolan, starring Lily Sullivan, David Risdale, Claudia Duman, and others. And like we said, this is set within the same universe as the Megan movies, and it was originally scheduled to be released in theaters on January 2nd, but was pulled from the schedule after the struggles of Megan 2.0. And so it was actually finally released video on demand on August 1st. So, and within this universe now, we've had Megan 2.0, and now Soulmate. You could go back, listen to our reviews of Megan and Megan 2.0, but in summary, for me, I really liked Megan, really did not like Megan 2.0. Now, Soulmate to me was, here's the thing. I think if this had got a theatrical release, it would have struggled just like Megan 2.0.
Yeah.
I did not think this was a very strong movie. I thought it was a little slow, a little boring. The acting stuff was great and the shots were great. Everybody in it did a job, but there just was not enough meat there on the bones for this thing. It was, there were some decent kills and whatever else, but it just the story, you knew what was happening. You pretty much knew where it was going. You probably pretty much knew how it was going to end. There wasn't a lot to it. It was just, and there was some slow moving parts and it just, this movie really never hooked me. So I think they dodged a bullet by the theater with not getting the theatrical release. I don't think it would have done well anyway. I mean, I'm sure they would have made a little money, but so I'm sure they would have liked to have had some. But I don't know. This is not strong. So, in the Megan universe parameters, I think this is leaning a little more towards Megan 2.0. I will say that I think it's better than Megan 2.0.
Oh, yeah.
So not that bar's not high, but then I kept watching, when I watched this movie, all I kept thinking is this is just fucking Companion. This is Companion all over again. It just, there was not enough differing to set it apart. And no offense to David Risdale, who did a great job in this movie, but he's no Quaid. I mean, who was in
No.
Companion? So I'm just, I mean, everybody did a good job. Lily Sullivan did a good job in the role, but I just don't think the material was there for this movie. And I don't foresee it doing really great on video on demand. I don't know if we ever know the performance of that. It'll hit streaming. It'll probably get plenty of views because people will already subscribe and they'll want to watch it. But this is, I don't know. This is just, to me, it's kind of a forgettable movie. It's kind of a, and the way it all worked out with getting released now on video on demand, this just feels like a, it feels like a lesser, not as good version of Companion to me. It just, I don't know. This movie, I understand they were hoping, they thought they had a hot thing. They did with Megan. And I guess they just automatically thought Megan 2.0 was going to be a hit as well. And they would just spin it out into another movie that people would just watch by proxy, I guess. Although there's not a whole hell of a lot in Soulmate to make you know that it's in the Megan universe.
No.
So it's like, I don't know that there was a. Even if Megan 2.0 had been a hit, I don't know if they would have got enough rub to know. I don't know. It was just weird. I don't know. I didn't gotta say I didn't care for it that much. It was just kind of blah, kind of boring, kind of slow moving. Kind of you knew what to expect. And if I'm gonna watch a movie like this, I'm gonna 10 out of 10 times I'm gonna watch Companion. I think it's a better movie. So that's my take on it. Ike, what do you think of Soulmate?
Yeah, I will preface everything I'm going to say by that I enjoyed the movie to the extent that it was definitely watchable. It didn't have any glaring flaws, but it did seem reductive because, like you said, this was essentially Companion just somehow set in the Megan universe.
You said
I think that
you
the big issue of this
can
movie,
play
and I
now.
think that they made the smart financial decision not to put this movie in theaters, not to spend the money marketing,
Please
because
don't
basically Megan 2.0 did not do a very good job, right? We all know this. Megan 2.0 just completely went bunk. And I think that putting a movie like this out after Megan 2.0 would have been hard to come back from.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I think had they maybe did Megan, Soulmate, and then Megan 2.0, you might see a little bit of a difference in performance. Because had they done in that order, Soulmate probably would have beat out Companion prior to its release. I do think that the movie in of itself had the necessary things that it to be, what's the word I'm looking for? It had the resources that it needed, right? But I feel like they were really shy from really taking it the full nine. I feel like some of the kills were not, there are basically really only three big kills in this movie. And none of them really were over the top. Maybe one of them. But really, the three big ones that I can remember were not super crazy. We're not super over the top. And a lot of it was just like general maimings. Like she
It
didn't
was
really.
expected, right? You knew it was coming.
Right. Exactly. It was expected. This is what happened in Megan. This is what happened, in Megan 2.0. Like this whole concept has been rehashed before. But it's like. It wasn't, it was just expected. You know what I mean? It was just expected. They didn't really go again. Had they gone like full in and made some really gruesome kills, I feel like that would have elevated this movie above Companion because that is what Companion lacked.
Yeah.
Companion was more of a drama in a way
Yeah, yeah.
because or like a whodunit. And it was great because it flipped that profile. But I think this movie, in order for it to have worked really the way it should have worked, you needed that soulmate to be a vicious, brutal killer that did horrifying things, and it seems so wishy-washy, right? Sometimes you'd get some really fucked up stuff happening, but then it would immediately turn around and be like, oh, nope, never mind.
I tell you
So
what I was hoping for, and it didn't happen. I hoped it was going to pull the obsession, because I kept hoping that at some point the AI, the robot, the soulmate, Sarah, whatever her name was going to kill the girl love interest of the guy of David, the Claudia Domet, the character. And again, I know that maybe that's a spoiler, sorry, but I kept hoping that it was going to pull that shock kill where you didn't expect, right? You always expect the male lead and the girl, the love interest, they're going to make it. Everything's going to be okay in the end. And so I kept hoping that there was going to pull that obsession shock of just this out of nowhere kill of her. Because like obsession did that, right? With that the girl in the car, you didn't, it's like logically you thought, oh, she's going to make it. They're going to live happily ever after in the end, right? They're going to be together in the end. And No, and it came out of kind of nowhere, and it, I know a time in the movie you didn't expect even, and I kept hoping that, right? It's like, give me something, give me a sword, and it didn't. It was very, very textbook, and that's I think the problem with both of the movies following Megan. They had this outline of Megan and what it did, and they're like, okay, we have to keep within certain parameters and try to recreate that without doing something to set the other movies apart from Megan. You can't, you can't. This is not the 80s, right? I'm sorry. I love my 80s horror, but you can't just churn out sequels and they're just going to succeed on name alone anymore. There's too much out there biting for screen time and whatever else. You can't. You've got to do something. And I don't know, this movie just didn't. It was just kind of blah. It didn't take any big swings for me. And they've a little bit of spoilery, right? They've completely left the door open for a potential sequel. I don't think we'll ever see that.
No.
But you never know, I guess. But I don't know.
I
I
mean,
really
they
thought
dropped it the way they did, so I guess that's it's always possible.
you know what? They should have at least brought a couple people back and like, hey, let's shoot one more scene and let's close this out differently now. And let's reshoot that ending and whatever. Let's make it weird at the end. And we're not going to get to do this again. We're not going to make another one. Why not? I mean, but again, we've talked about this, that there's so much right now that is just staying safe, right? Because they want broad appeal. They think they want to pull in everybody from 13 up, and they want this broad appeal, right? They want people, horror fans that can come with their significant others, and everybody's going to be happy and think, oh, that was okay because it wasn't too scary, it wasn't too gory, right? It wasn't too bad, but it had a little bit in there, so that'll appease the horror fan. But then there's not too much, so it'll appease the non-horror fans. Stick to a lane, right? Make your pick what you're going to make, and when you do that, you get a movie like Obsession, which was hugely successful. They committed, they did their thing. They didn't hold back, and look what happened. This little movie that no one thought too much about is the highest grossing horror movie of the year. In a year where we had a Scream release. So that's what happened. You've got to have a vision and commit to it. You can't play it safe. And that's, I mean, again, all right, the Terrifier movies have shown this. Everything else shows this, right? These overachieving movies are the movies that are going for it and saying, okay, I'm gonna balls out, I'm putting it all out there. Winner, we're sink or swim here. No treading water. We're gonna do it or we're not gonna do it. Whatever. I'm gonna make or break. And the movies that are trying to play it safer, they're like, eh, they're not doing it. I don't know. And I think people need to take note of that, right? You need to, whatever your vision is, commit to it. Don't be afraid. And don't try to walk that line to get too much of broad appeal, because I don't think the movies that are performing for horror are performing because of broad appeal. I think they're just performing because the horror audience is so big, and there's so many people out there, and I can't think all the people that went and saw and loved Obsession would have went and saw and loved Soulmate. They would just it's not gonna work. So I don't know. That's my two cents. I'm gonna step off the soapbox. So let's rate this thing. Man, let me see here. You know what? I'm gonna have to just I'm go I'm I gotta get this thing at I'm gonna give it a 2 out of 5. It was just it's not enough to be a 3. I don't even think it was enough to lean it towards a 2.5. It was just so predictable, so blah to me. That even the parts that might have been okay, you just knew they were coming. It was just too much predictability. And again, all the performances were spectacular. They were really great. The movie was shot, all that, the technical stuff was fine, but that's not enough, man. You got to have the substance, and there just wasn't enough substance on that sandwich to make it appealing to me. So I'm going to give it a 2 out of 5 screams. Ike, what about you?
Yeah, I do think I have to agree. I think that, my enjoyment of this was faltered by the some of the issues that some of the issues that we kind of encountered with the deaths, but also just the rehashing, right? It just felt so formulaic to what we saw in Megan and what we saw in Companion, even though it's a different completely entity. So I'd say 2 out of 5 is a suitable scoring for this movie.
There you go. So go if you want to. It's on video on demand. Go watch Soulmate. If not, just be patient. It'll be out streaming and you can watch it for yourself and see what you think. Next episode, we're going to see what happens here. Are we going to get two stinkers in a row? We got Ice Cream Man. I don't know. The pre-jury is not speaking highly of this movie. So we'll see what happens. It is an Eli Roth movie. That is a plus. So we'll see what happens. But next episode, we will be reviewing. I don't know, Ice Cream Man 2.0. I don't even like it's hard to even call it Ice Cream Man because it's Clint Howard is Ice Cream Man. I'm sorry, but we'll be reviewing Eli Ross Ice Cream movie next episode. So, but until then, thank you to the wives for all your support and everything and what we do, and thank you to all you listeners and followers for your support as well. Be sure to subscribe to us on social media. We're on all the platforms. Just look, excuse me, just search for Listen to Their Screams, and you will find us. Make sure you subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform. If applicable, give us a rating and a review and help us out there. Before we close out, Ike, anything you want to add?
Oh man. Honestly, no. I think that pretty much does it. I don't know. I'm gonna try and remain as impartial as possible with this Ice Cream Man movie,
Me
but we'll
too.
see what happens.
I'm struggling already to be impartial. But and I hate that because I'm usually pretty good at that and giving it up, but I'm struggling. So,
Sure, Sam.
all right, but we'll see. That should be a fun conversation next episode. Until then, guys, I know it's only early August, but just you know what? Stand your ground, go out and force. It's Spooktober. Go out there and let's just force the Halloween season upon everybody. What else are they doing? There's no other holiday. What are they gonna
Yeah, man.
do? Oh no, you skipped Labor Day. No, just go out there and let's do it. Let's demand that we have pumpkin spice in our lives. So
Give me pumpkin spice or give me death.
that's right. And until next episode, wherever you go, wherever you do, be good, be safe, have many pleasant nightmares, and to all of you, peace, soul, and love.